For Dr. Russ Rawls, it's all about community and our active community members.
In Mountain Home, we're proud to be part of a medical community which nurtures a philosophy of commitment to things that matter, exceptional care for patients, and love for this beautiful area. Dr. Jason McConnell, Dr. Nick Souter, and I pledge to take the very best care of you at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine so you can enjoy an active life in the Ozarks.
Visit Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Souter at number 3 Medical Plaza.
It is going to be Fairgrove's ball to start this final quarter. I'm glad you're not listening to us sometimes during the break.
You just gave us the kiss of death and said, oh, those games go by quickly. Yeah, that's good. It's going to be a foul fest this fourth quarter, Matt.
Well, they just took 2 seconds off the clock. That helped.
Hey, what?
Now this says 80 seconds. Oh, my gosh. God. Wow. Okay. Good start to the fourth quarter. So,
like I said, you just had to say something.
They reset the shot clock too. So again, Mountain Home up 50-31. Fairgrove will inbound it as the ball goes into Winterberg. We're back underway. Winterberg dribbles to the top, gives over on the left side to Kennard. Kennard's going to dribble down into the lane, gives it up top. Now ball goes to Baxter in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the 3-pointer. It will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Corp.
Still Gilbert, Tate, Corp, Gus Wilbur, and Ryder McClain, 5 on the floor for Mountain Home now.
Tate checked back in between quarters. He'll have to be careful with 3 fouls.
Uh-huh.
Tate dribbles to the left elbow, gives up top to Wilbur. Over on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert will throw it up top to Corp. I was wondering if Winterberg was going to try to go for that steal. Ball goes to McClain on the left side. He's going to dribble down to the low block. Gives it to Wilbur. He tries to go up for the shot. Ball knocked away and it is a Fairgrove coming up with the ball. Going into the lane for the layup was Kennard. It couldn't go, but Sear gets offense, rebound, and the putback.
Yeah, that was a good job by Gus on the other end. Cut right to the rim. It's just a great defensive play by Fairgrove there, knocking out of his hands.
Sear with 13, and now a foul's going to be called on Fairgrove with 6:56 left to play in the game. Kyle Winterberg will pick up his first personal foul, first team foul against the Eagles here in the fourth quarter. Tyler Podwoski is going to check back in as Gus Wilbur will take a seat.
Good minutes by Gus out there.
And that pass goes to Tate in the backcourt. We'll bring it back across the timeline. Ball goes over to McClain on the left side. Out to Gilbert. Almost lost the handle of the ball. Now he's going to go down to the lane. Pull up for the turnaround fadeaway. It rolls around and falls out, and the rebound is controlled by Seeger. Seeger's back the other way. He's going to throw the ball right into the hands of Jackson Corb as he lost his footing. And Mountain Home comes up with a steal. McLean's back the other way for the layup. It just hung on the rim and finally fell in. Ryder McClain with 21 on the day.
Yeah, very friendly rims here at North Ark.
Uh-huh. 10th turnover against Fairgrove. 52-33, with Bombers up. 6:13 left in the game. Ball is with Boatwright on the left side. He'll give it out to Seeger. Gives it to Winterberg in the paint. He dribbles to the low block. Throws it out to Kennard. Kennard's going to dribble down into the lane. Loses his footing. Ball goes out of bounds off his leg. And it will be Mount Holmes' ball with 5:55 left in the game. 11 turnovers against the Eagles. Mount Holmes right now with 7.
Well, I think Mount Holmes, they're forced Fairgrove into 11 turnovers. But I believe 8 or 9 of those have been live ball turnovers.
Yep.
Mount Holmes been able to capitalize on those.
Ball goes into the front court to Tate. Down to Corp on the in the lane for the layup. Good.
That's all night.
Jackson Corp now in double figures with 11. Now Tom's lead is 21 now. 54-33, about 5.5 minutes left in this game. Here is Winterberg throwing it to Baxter. Now top to Boatwright. Over on the right side to Kennard. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Podwoski gets
board.
A rebound. That was a good rebound. Right, back the other way. McLean's going to go into the lane for the layup.
That was a good pass by Corp there and a good Euro step by Ryder right there.
Ryder McClain with 23 on the day. Mount Holmes' lead is now 23, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Rhett Gilbert. I think he was trying to draw the charge and didn't get the call. That is Rhett Gilbert's second personal foul. First team foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. 5:09 left to play in the game. Now Tom up 56-33. Just need to wipe up a little perspiration before we get started back up. It will be Fairgrove inbounding underneath the basket.
job by Ryder there. Ryder there wiping up the moisture over there.
Yep. By the way, while we got him on, again, want to remind you, coming up Thursday will be the start of the Atlas Asphalt Basketball Tournament.
Yeah.
3-day event right after Christmas. We hope to see you out there.
That's a fun 3-day event.
Yep. Mountain Homes boys will play Dumas at 5:40. Their girls will follow at 7 against Rector. Ball goes to Seegers. We're backing away to Kennard in the left corner. Now he tries to throw it out to Boatwright. Ball goes well behind him, and all Boatwright can do is grab it for a backcourt violation. And so that's going to be the 12th turnover against Fairgrove with 5 minutes left.
Yeah, that's you talk about Dumas. That's a short drive from the Louisiana state line.
I'm about to say.
Rector's a little closer for the girls. That's Northeast Arkansas. But
yes, it is. Ball goes over to McLean on the left side as Mountain Home looking to expand on their 23-point lead. Ball goes to Podwoski. He's going for the layup. Good. Tyler Podwoski with 7 on the day. Mountain Home's lead is 25, 58-33. Back the other way, pulling up for the 3 was Kennard. He wouldn't go. I'm sorry, actually, that was Winterberg. And the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Back quickly they come. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fairgrove. Got a little sloppy on that play, but Mount Home is able to keep possession with 4:32 left to play in the game, and looks like Fair Grove's going to clear the floor.
Throwing in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
I think Josh is examining his bench. I think they're not far behind. I think they might want to try to get this to 30, and then he will.
Colton Kleinworth, one of the guys that checked in for Fair Grove. Kellen Lair comes back in. The ball goes to Tate in the paint for the layup. Good.
Good job by Blaine there. Just get a little power dribble in there, get under control, and throw a little rhythm at him.
He now has 7. Podwoski almost came up with a steal. It goes out of bounds. It will be Fairgrove's basketball as they just avoid a turnover.
And Josh going to empty some of his bench, put some sophomores in there. Leighton Newton, Baylor Tate, and Gus Wilbur coming in now.
Red Gilbert will take a seat. So will Jackson Corp and Ryder McLean.
That's a good job by those guys today. That's probably Mountain Home's most complete game of the year.
It was a really good performance today. 27-point lead for Mountain Home with 4:15 left to play in the game. Here is Lair. Ball goes down to the elbow, and then the pass by Kirkpatrick goes well wide of his teammate, Colton Kleinworth. So that will be the 13th turnover against the Eagles.
I think Bobby Howard's going to be happy with us. We're keeping this thing on schedule today.
Yes. Here is Tate with it. He will give it out to Wilbur. Now ball goes up top to Podwoski. Back to Wilbur, over on the right side to Tate. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Fairgrove. Lair back the other way as he's going to go up for the layup. A little too strong, and the rebound's knocked around, and ball is finally controlled by Tate. Here is Podwoski trying to throw it to Baylor Tate. Ball is knocked away. Mount Home is just able to avoid a turnover, and so they'll keep possession of it. Did they reset the shot clock?
Yeah, I hit the rim.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah, Podwoski, he should be a little more selfish there. He tried to be unselfish, help his teammate, but he had a wide-open layup. He just tried to pass out of it.
Blaine Tate with it in the right corner. His jumper won't go. Newton tries to save it in for the offense rebound. He can't. Ethan Rosa's going to check back in for the Bombers with 3:18 left to play in the game as he will replace Blaine Tate.
Good job by Blaine today. Yeah, this is Mountain Home's best game of the year so far.
60-33, Bombers up. 3:10 let's play in the game. Lair with it. He will give it to Kleinworth. Now throws it out to Brandis. Brandis dribbles to the right side. Brandis will give it to Kirkpatrick. Now back to Kleinworth. He's going to put up the jumper at the low block. Good. Colton Kleinworth with his first 2 points of the day. Matt Holmes leading 60-35 with 2:47 let's play. Here is Rosa giving it up top to Podwoski. Back to Rosa. Rosa's going to dribble to the low block, going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Kleinworth. Mount Home up 60-35. Going into lane for the layup was Kellen Lair. Good move by him. He's got 4 on the day. 60-37. Bombers up. 2:22 left.
I see in the future of this Bomber basketball team. The 3 pieces out there, 3 sophomores that'll be big parts of this team the next couple of years.
Ball goes over on the left side. Baylor Tate's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Brandis.
That's one thing. Baylor Tate could shoot it, man. I remember we played our benefit game against Batesville. I believe he had 21 points on 7 threes in that game, all in the second half.
Brandis with it. He drills the low block, puts up the jumper. Good. Atticus Brandis with his first 2 points of the day. 60-39. Bombers up. 1:48 left in the game. Podrowski with it on the left side. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer in and out. Offensive rebound chased down by Wilbur. He'll throw it out to Rosa. Over to Newton on the right side. He's going to try for the three. Good! Landon Newton with his first 3 points of the day.
Job by Newt right there.
63-39. Mount him up. 1:25 left.
Tayshaun Henry ready to come in here in a moment, I think, for Podrowski.
Ball goes down to Kleinworth on the low block. He gets the jumper. Good. Killing Colton Kleinworth with four on the day. Rosa with it. He'll give it to Newton. Newton dribbles into the paint. He's going to pull up for the jumper. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Brandis. Back comes Fairgrove. 1 minute left to play in the game. Mount Home up by 22. So it looks like Mount Home's going to improve to 8-5 after today.
Wow.
Ball goes in the on the left side. Pulling up for the three was Grant Floyd. Wouldn't go. And the ball goes out of bounds. Or they're going to call foul. No, they're going to call foul.
That was a legal screen, but, I mean, Baylor Tate's going to, if he's got any feelings, I think Brad Coleman's going to have to help him out if he's got any feelings after that one.
Tyler Podrowski picks up his second personal foul, second team foul against the Bombers with 48.3 left to play in the game.
That's a big old boy setting that screen there.
Uh-huh. Holy
cow. Hit the license plate of that truck. Owen Campos into the game now, another Bomber football player. Davin Reasons. Eli Jones and Tayshaun Henry with Baylor Tate out there now. So five sophomores for Mountain Home.
All right. So Kirkpatrick missed the first free throw, got the second. He now has three, all from the charity stripe. Mountain Home's lead is 21, 63-42 our score. Ball goes up top.
Knock it down.
The three-pointer wouldn't go, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Fairgrove's ball with 36.5 seconds left.
Not exactly Owen's shot, but you know what? He was open. So.
Yeah. So here's Lair back the other way for the Eagles. He dribbles to the right side. Gives it to Kleinworth. He gets another layup. Colton Kleinworth with six all here in the fourth quarter. Mount Holmes lead cut back to 19. Lair gets the steal. He goes back the other way for the layup. Kellen Lair with six after Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the day.
A very clean game for Mountain Home. This is a good, solid win for the Bombers.
Yes, it is. Down to five left as Baylor Tate's just going to dribble out the final few seconds, and Mountain Home's going to get the victory going into the Christmas holiday. So our final score, Mountain Home defeats Fairgrove by a final score of 63-46. We'll come back and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Are you tired of